Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Historical Narrative. Ride Day 3, Agen to Moissac. Long before kings and governments exercised authority across southwestern France, monasteries helped organize the landscape. The most influential institution along today's route was Moissac Abbey. By the middle of the 11th century, the monastery had fallen into decline after centuries of raids, instability, and neglect. In 1047, Durand de Bradon, Bishop of Toulouse, intervened and placed Moissac under Cluniac reform. Under the leadership of Odillon of Cluny, discipline was restored, the abbey entered the rapidly expanding Cluniac network, and Moissac began one of the most remarkable institutional turnarounds of the Middle Ages. The monks did more than pray. In 1135, they founded Saint Nicolas de la Grave as a sauvette, a rare form of sanctuary town where refugees, travelers, and peasants could seek protection from violent and unpredictable feudal lords. Located at the strategic confluence of the Tarn and Garonne rivers, the settlement combined monastic authority with military necessity. It reflected a broader medieval reality. Monasteries were often among the most powerful political and economic institutions in Europe. Rivers were the second force shaping the region. The Garonne connected inland towns to distant markets, carrying agricultural products, merchants, pilgrims, and ideas. Among the most successful exports were the famous prunes of the Agen region. Following the Crusades, Benedictine monks introduced plum varieties from Syria and grafted them with local stock to create the emplum. By drying the fruit, they produced a durable food that could survive long sea voyages. Pruneaux d'Agen became staples aboard merchant vessels and naval fleets throughout Europe, helping transform a local agricultural innovation into a product of international importance. Transportation repeatedly reshaped the fortunes of towns along the route. La Magistère prospered for centuries as a river port, collecting tolls and serving merchants navigating the Garonne. Then, in 1856, the opening of the Canal Latéral à la Garonne redirected commercial traffic and effectively ended the town's role as a major river port. Few examples along the Canal des Deux Mers illustrate technological disruption more clearly. A transportation system that had sustained local prosperity for centuries became obsolete almost overnight. The corridor also produced one of the most unexpected connections between France and North America. Antoine de la Motte Cadillac was born in Saint Nicolas de la Grave in 1658. After entering the service of Louis XIV, he crossed the Atlantic and founded Fort Pontchartrain du Detroit in 1701. That settlement became Detroit. More than two centuries later, General Motors adopted his name for its luxury automobile division. In 1970, the city of Detroit contributed funds to establish a museum honoring its founder in Saint Nicolas de la Grave, creating a lasting link between a small town on the Garonne and one of America's most famous cities. The ride ends in Moissac, one of the most important monastic centers of medieval Europe. Following the reforms of 1047, the abbey entered a period of extraordinary growth and influence. By the 12th century, Moissac ranked second only to Cluny within the vast Cluniac network, a federation of monasteries that stretched across much of Western Europe. More than 1,000 monks lived here at its height, administering lands, educating clergy, welcoming pilgrims, and exercising influence far beyond the Garonne Valley. Pope Urban II's visit in 1097 confirmed the abbey's status as a major center of medieval Christendom. The cloister constructed shortly afterward remains one of the finest surviving examples of Romanesque sculpture anywhere in the world. Its carved capitals and celebrated south portal rank among the masterpieces of medieval art. Today, the Abbey of Saint-Pierre de Moissac forms part of the UNESCO World Heritage designation recognizing the pilgrimage routes to Santiago de Compostela, known in English as the Way of St. James. For medieval pilgrims, arriving at Moissac meant reaching one of the great spiritual destinations of Europe.